What's up, guys? You're listening to Batty Fluent. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Batty Fluent. I sound a little bit sick. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I don't know what's going on with the weather around, like, where I'm from, but it keeps switching to, like, really warm, then really cold, and I think I'm just getting sick. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just sick before, like, you know, my monthly thing, but nonetheless, welcome back to Batty Fluent and welcome to this week's episode. I don't really know what I would title this episode. I feel like I'm gonna talk to y'all about literally everything and anything. I just feel like, you know, the year is coming close to an end, and it's actually really scaring me because, like, I cannot believe it's already November. Like, by the time this is posted, it's already past, like, Election Day, which this sounds really weird, but once it hits, like, Election Day, Veterans Day, I'm like, damn, because why is this year wrapping up so quickly at the end? I swear to God, like, summer took forever, and maybe it's because my summer was not the best, and I genuinely hated summer 2022, but, like, I don't know, I feel like October and then, like, we jumped into November happened so quick. And y'all know that, like, I ended my first quarter in October, or maybe y'all don't know that. I don't know if I told y'all, but, like, I was literally grinding on all my work because not only was the quarter ending, but my college apps were due by November 1st. And I submitted, like, a couple days before the deadline. And let me tell y'all, that was the most stress, like, consuming time period of my life because I had so much shit going on. Not only was it schoolwork, but, like, my social life too. Like, I had to manage to go to, like, fucking homecoming, Halloween weekend, football games. Like, it is, like, an event on, like, on another, like, every single day. And I'm not complaining because I love going out with my friends, like, don't get me wrong, but it does take a toll on your mental health when you just have so much shit to do because, like, not only am I, like, focusing in school, I have to, like, you know, make sure I'm keeping up with my peers and my family and, like, contacting my mom who lives, like, fucking across the country now. So there's just so much stuff going on. And I'm not even done yet. Like, my California applications are due by the end of this month, so November 30th, and I'm not even done. Like, I've written, like, all my essays, so, like, I guess I'm, like, on the right track, but there's just so much you have to do when it comes to essays, and I'm trying to submit literally by the end of next week, maybe the start of the week after, but the deadline is fucking coming, and I'm getting so nervous because, like, I don't know, like, all this stress is really building upon me, and, like, it's making me worry, especially when these are, like, all my, like, top schools that I really want to get into. Like, I just feel like I'm not going to get into any of them. But, you know, we need to change that mindset to optimism and be positive about our outcomes. But basically, I want to talk to y'all about, like, motivation, I guess, and just kind of keeping up with your mental health because, you know, it is winter now, or I would like to say it is. I know, like, fall season just started, but, like, for me, like, when it hits November into, like, December, it is fall, and then it's not fall season, it's winter season. And for me, I have seasonal depression, so I get really, really, like, depressed when it gets colder. And I know some people might say I'm overreacting, but it's really not. Like, I've been losing a lot of motivation to, like, clean my room, which I'm, like, the biggest person on having a clean room because I just can't stand mess, and, like, I need to, like, have all my shit organized. But recently, guys, like, my clothes are on the floor and my bed is not made, and I know y'all probably be like, that's me every single day of the year, but don't shit on yourself for that, because I'm telling you guys that it's okay to, like, have mess in your life. Like, I know for me, I'm, like, such, like, an uptidy, like, person, but I need to take care of myself first before I worry about the clothes on my fucking floor. And I know that sounds literally crazy because your parents might yell at you for your, like, room being dirty, but, like, honestly, you come before that mess in your room, and maybe that mess is caused, or maybe your emotions is caused by that mess in your room. Like, I don't know, like, I've just been really, like, frantic, and I just haven't, like, gotten shit done. Like, I do shit, and then, like, it just seems to, like, not be finished, and then, like, at the deadline, I'm, like, oh, rushing through it. And I don't know, like, I just keep spacing my timing out really badly, and, like, not only that, but, like, I just, like, don't care. Like, I don't know if it's, like, senioritis, or, like, maybe I'm just so over with applying to colleges, because I literally just applied to, like, so many different schools, and now I have to do the same process again for a fucking an individual state, and then not even that, but I have to do, like, two more college applications for these two more, like, two schools. So, like, I'm just, like, back to back doing so much stuff, and then, like, you know, balancing my schoolwork, which, you know, schoolwork is, like, not that much for me yet, but it does matter, and, like, my grades are, like, not bad. Like, I actually ended the quarter with really good grades because I literally worked my ass off, guys. Like, you do not understand. Like, I was begging my teachers to, like, give me ways to, like, up my grade, and I did. So I ended with, like, you know, a couple C's, but then the rest were, like, A's and B's, so I'm not even mad about that. But yeah, you know, I'm just your average student, and not even that, but, like, I have so many, like, club activities going on, like, this week. I know this is, like, filmed, like, before what's gonna happen, but I have, like, a best buddies meeting this week where we're doing, like, a match party. If you guys don't know what best buddy is, it's, like, a nonprofit organization, and it helps with people who have, like, learning intellectual disabilities, and I am vice president for that club for my school's chapter, so my best friend Victoria is the president, and yeah, so we do a lot of, like, stuff together, and it's so much fun because, like, we're literally best friends, so, like, it's so fun working with someone you know. And then we have Charlotte, who's, like, the historian, and I love her, guys. Me and Charlotte have gotten so close. You know, I think Charlotte will be listening to this episode, but yeah, she is, like, she's just, like, the cutest person ever, and I literally love her so much. But, you know, other than that, so I've been, like, that's, like, my biggest position in a club because, like, I really am involved with that club. It's something I advocate for, and I just love it so much because just the message behind it and what you're doing to, like, support others around you makes me so happy. So, yeah, I am doing that, and then, like, I'm in also different clubs like Asian Student Association and, like, Key Club, all these type of clubs that might be at your school. So I'm just giving y'all some, like, things. If you guys want to join around your school, those are some really good clubs. I know, like, not everyone can join Asian Student Association, but if you have, like, a student association that you guys can join, I would recommend that. I also got into National Honor Society, which is a really big deal for me because I literally got rejected my junior year. So yeah, I got in my senior year, and I'm really proud of myself. You know, way to finish off senior year, not even gonna lie. And then, like, I'm a part of my school's government too. It's, like, student council and stuff. So I've been, like, going to, like, football games. So it's been taking a lot of my time out because, like, you know, you're doing so much. You're planning so many events. And yeah, so that's what I've been doing at school. But, like, you know, my life outside of school, I definitely do have a life outside of that. But I just haven't hanging out with family, to be honest. You know, since my mom does, like, live so far, me and my grandma just spend so much time together on the weekends. And I think that it grew a really closer bond between us. And, like, sometimes we have different, you know, opinions on stuff, but I still try to, like, hang out with her as much as I can because I don't really go see her on the weekends as much as I used to in the past because, like, all these, like, football games take up my schedule and I'm, like, trying to show up my school spirit and stuff. But yeah, I've been hanging out with her and I'm trying to grow a better relationship with my dad, so, like, there's that. But, you know, with myself, I feel like I've been losing myself a little bit, not in a bad way, it's just, like, I've been doing so much for everyone else but not enough for me, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know, I just haven't taken care of myself. Like, there are days where, like, I'm just so lazy to even get up and do anything, and it makes me feel like shit, it really does. But then, like, when I get up to do something, I'm, like, so fucking tired, and I don't even want to do it. Like, waking up for me has been so hard, and it's not anything, like, really, like, crazy, but, like, I don't know, just, like, the thought of getting on the bed makes me so tired, and then I sleep for more. Like, last week, I was running late to school. I literally woke up at 8:30, which is so not like me, because I wake up, like, an hour before, not an hour, but, like, 2 hours before I, like, leave the house for school. And don't ask me why I'm, like, fucking crazy, but it's just because I love having my time for myself in the morning, and I love, like, making myself a good breakfast, you know, taking a shower if I didn't shower the night before, or, like, do my makeup. I know not everyone needs to do all that, but for me, it's what makes me happy and productive for the day. So I've been, like, literally lacking on that, which is, like, bad because it's just not who I am. And, like, I think I'm being a little bit too hard on myself, but at the same time, I just feel like I'm, like, not doing enough. And, like, not even that, but I've been lacking on Batty Fluent, and I promised y'all that I was gonna be back on my shit, which, you know, I'm trying to be, but it's just, like, things are going on top of each other, and then, like, Batty Fluent is my main thing, but it's also, like, where, like, I have time to do it, but I need to finish, like, my college shit first. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, once college season is over, I will be posting on Batty Fluent every single week. And, like, plus, when football season's over, I'll be able to, like, film episodes, because I'm telling y'all, like, the way that football is, it's, like, every Friday night, you know. Well, we're in playoffs now, so, like, I don't know if it's gonna be every Friday night from now on, but, like, so it takes up so much time because I leave the house at, like, 6:30 p.m. and I don't get back to, like, 11, because, like, you know, you go to the game, you get food with your friends, and I just have no time to film Batty Fluent throughout the week because I'm just doing college stuff, like, on top of each other. And even though right now I'm supposed to be doing college stuff, I just want to be able to, like, have a free time to, like, be able to speak to y'all and, like, you know, give y'all an update about what's going on in my life. And I don't know, like, I've been hanging out with my friends outside of school a little bit, but, like, not even that much. Like, usually me and my friends would go get Starbucks in the morning. Like, me and Vishnavi, like, she drops me off at school sometimes, and, like, we just go on, like, Starbucks runs. Or, like, me and my friend Nora and Victoria, we go get, like, dinner sometimes. But other than that, like, I have not been out, like, you know, partying or anything. I mean, Hollow Weekend, guys, was a different story. Y'all probably saw my pictures with Jacob and, like my friends and stuff. That was a whole different experience. Like, I've never experienced college like that. Like, I've never experienced college that night or that weekend. Not even that night. That weekend really wrapped it all for me. And I realized, like, how college, like, parties are. I've been to a couple frats. I went to two frats, like, two main ones. And they were really fun. I just, like, never experienced something like that because, like, obviously, like, you know, I'm not really allowed to go do that stuff because my parents are really strict on that. But I told my parents that I had things to do and shit to get done. So I went and it was super fun. I had a lot of time to spend with Jacob. And it's like kind of being Jacob's like first getaway, if that makes sense. Cause like we never like been together to like anything for that long. So it was just really nice to spend like one-on-one time with him, even though his friends were there. Yeah, so I met a lot of new people. It was really fun. But other than that, like, nothing crazy has been going on. Like, Halloween for me was kind of boring. Kind of bad, actually. Because, like, we went to, like, a couple, like, parties. And then, like, obviously, I'm not, like, the biggest, like, going to, like, a random party person. Because I just, like knowing who's around me. And that was, like, my first, like, big, like, party I've been to where, like, I didn't go with Jacob. Because usually me and Jacob go to parties together. Not on that clingy shit, but, like, he's just there for me and I'm there for him. And, like, he keeps me on track of what's happening. So I went to a party by myself with my friends, with Nora, actually. And it was actually really fun. It's just, like, by the end of the night, I just kind of got over it and I just wanted to see him. So I actually walked home with him from, you know, a store. So it was actually a quite an interesting night because it was raining too and it was so fucking cold. I'm thinking that's where I got sick from because I've been coughing, guys, like, nonstop. I don't have COVID. I don't have strep. It's just, like, my throat was hurting so bad, like, last week. But now it doesn't hurt. I'm just, like, coughing, like, crazy. Like, if there's, a point in time where I'm coughing, it's, like, I'm fucking dying. I'm gasping for air. So I don't know what's going on with that. But, you know, there's that. I don't know. Social media has kind of been, like, a whatever to me. I'm just mostly on TikTok. You guys probably are, too, to be honest. Like, there's just nothing, like, fun happening. Like, TikTok even gets boring at some point. And I'm just, like, scrolling just to scroll. I think that sometimes it's just, like, an addiction at this point where, like, you just get so used to doing something and now you just, like, can't stop. So, yeah, I just go on TikTok. You know, I'm trying to take some Instagram pictures. I post on Instagram, like, for Halloween weekend, but then before that, I posted, like, solo pictures of myself. Low-key, those are, like, the times where I felt good about myself. Like, I've been trying to, like, buy outfits, which sounds really fucking crazy, but, like, I just buy outfits so I can, like, get ready by myself and feel good. I don't really know if that makes sense, but for me, I love to, like, dress up and get ready for, like, dinner or something, or for, like, pictures, or literally in my fucking room, which sounds really depressing, but I don't know, it uplifts my mood, and I think I'm just trying to do that now, because, like, I've been getting really, like, lazy to even do my makeup, which is usually a never thing because I love doing makeup and all this stuff. But, like, I don't know. Like, I just lost motivation to do so much stuff. But something that I've been literally grinding on is in the fucking gym. And I don't know what's happening. But, like, I've been going to the gym and I've been using my home gym, too, because my dad has, like, a bench and then, like, you know, a bar and then the dumbbells, the weights. So I've been using that to, like, lift at home instead of going to the gym. Because sometimes going to the gym is, like, a stretch for me because, like, I kind of feel uncomfortable. And, like, not uncomfortable because anyone's making me uncomfortable, but I just, like, feel uncomfortable in my body, which I'm trying to grow into loving my body, guys. Like, there's a little bit of, you know, body image things that are going on in my head. But, yeah, so it makes me kind of, like, to go to the gym myself. So I've just been, like, working out at home. And, yeah, I don't know. I've just been trying to put myself first and, like, learning how to love my body. I don't know. I've also been eating a lot more, though, and I think that's why it's, like, starting to kick in because, like, you know, trigger warning for anyone who doesn't want to listen to this, and you guys can skip over it, but I had a really bad ED, like, back in, like, 2021 and then kind of in 2022, And, like, it's not coming, or it's still 2022. Do y'all see what, this is literally caught on, like, recording. Do y'all see how I'm literally losing my mind? But it's, like, starting to come back in a way that, like, I've never, like, ate this much for a while. Like, you know, coming from someone who, like, literally struggled with eating, when you start eating again and, like, start fixing your schedule right, it really takes a toll on you because, like, you know, you get scared and get that, like, self-conscious thought. But I am starting to eat more protein, especially because, like, I want to get bigger in, like, the gym. I know, like, not, like, fucking crazy. Like, I'm not no gym rat yet, but I'm starting to be a little gym girl because it makes me happy. And I feel like, you know, me and Jacob finally have, like, an activity to do where we, like, low-key, like, do every single day. Not together, but, like, we always, like, update each other about, like, what we're doing or, like, what we're eating that day. And, like, you know, he always, like, makes sure that I'm eating enough. So yeah, it's actually really sweet to have someone to, like, you know, care for you about all those attributes. And, like, you know, I've been eating really good meals. I'm trying to, like, you know, chef some things up in the kitchen, you know, wife me up already. But yeah, other than that, me and my friends, like I said, I don't, like, I faded from a lot of people, I'm not gonna lie. And it's not because I did it on purpose, but sometimes, guys, not everyone is your friend. And you would think that, you know, you would tell someone something and then you really trust them and, like, you feel like they won't, like, use it as, like, something to talk shit about, or, like, not talk shit, but, like, to gossip with other people. But it's high school, like, what do you expect? So yeah, I don't know, I've been, like, watching what I've been saying because, like, I feel like a lot of people would just, like, use my issue as gossip. And, you know, it's okay because it whatever floats with your boat. But it's okay, you know, now I'm just, like, starting to keep things more personal to myself, which I should have done in the beginning. You know, I'm a very, like, open person. I think that's, like, the problem that I've been trying to fix. Like, I just have so much, like, love to spread to everyone, and then, like, I just trust everyone on the spot because, like, I feel like everyone, like, wants others to do good. But, you know, sometimes not everyone has that intention. So I've been trying to, like, you know, figure my problems out by myself. And then, like, if anything, I talk to, like, Nora, Victoria, Vishnavi. They're, like, my best friends. So I tell them everything. I tell, you know, Jacob everything. So just, you know, trying to keep my circle kind of small. Like, my friend group really big, but, like, the people where I tell things every day to, you know, they know who they are. And yeah, so I've been meeting new friends too. Like I said, like, me and Charlotte have been getting super close, and she is a grade younger than me, but she literally in my head is a senior, and I'm gonna miss her. Like, I'm thinking about graduation, guys. Like, I feel like it's right around the corner. I'm graduating in May, which is actually pretty early for some schools. I know, like, some schools around my area are graduating in, like, June, and I think my school is, like, the first to graduate. So yeah, after May, I will not be in school, which is so crazy to me because the kids in my school, they don't get out till, like, June. And the fact that I'm gonna be done after Memorial Day is so crazy because now I have, like, the whole summer to myself, and wherever I end up going to college to, I'm gonna go. And, like, I don't know. There's a lot to think about, guys. There is a lot to think about. I took my senior, like, yearbook picture, and I absolutely hate them. They're so fucking ugly. So I'm actually gonna retake them in November. Actually, this month. I actually need to make that appointment right now. Why am I realizing things as I'm talking to you guys? See, this is why I needed to exactly film Batty Fluent, but I hated my picture. It was so... I'm actually gonna post it once this episode comes out, but it was just so ugly. Actually, I might not post. I'll go on live, and then, like, if you join the live, you'll see it. But it was just so bad. I think because, like, my hair was, like, I did, like, you know, used my Revlon thing. And, like, I don't know how to use it properly sometimes. So it came out so fucking ugly. And I'm just going to have my hair straightened this time for my pictures. But, you know, I don't know. I just feel like you guys need to, like, make sure you guys are prioritizing time for yourself. Because I'm getting a lot of people, like, signing up on my, like, daily question things. Like, that you guys are, like, stressing yourself with school and stuff. And let me just tell y'all, that shit will be done. But make sure you are focusing on yourself. Like, give yourself time to take a break, to relax, to watch your favorite show. I know sometimes people might think that's really lazy, but it's not. Like, you're literally just taking time to focus on yourself and not have to worry about school 24/7, because school is very draining. Like, people don't like to admit it, but it is. Even though you love school and you have a good time at school, maybe your school is, like, you know, top 10 in the USA, you still need time to, like, relax and do things for yourself outside of school and outside of, like, anything in general. Like, make sure you be hanging out with yourself, because I think alone time is so important. And I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I think a lot of people do struggle with alone time, because, like, sometimes when you, like, spend time with yourself, you're like, wow, this is so fucking boring. Like, I could be doing other shit. I could be, like, going out with someone. And that's the problem. People get codependent on people. I definitely think I get codependent. Like, especially when I came back from, like, Halloween weekend at, like, the college I went to with all my friends and being surrounded by people. And then, like, the next day for Halloween, I literally hung out with so many of my friends. And then that week, I felt so, like, by myself, because, like, I was out with my friends all weekend and I was seeing people back to back, and I just, like, didn't have any alone time. And usually I love spending time with myself, but I felt a little bit, like, dissociated from everyone once I got back. So yeah, I think that taking time for yourself and making sure that you're comfortable within your own space is super important. But this is the episode for this week, guys. I love you guys so much. I know I didn't talk about much, but, like, honestly, I don't really know what to film. And I've been trying to ask you guys, but, like, not gonna lie, like, the stories, like, they expired and I literally could not look back. I don't know why. So I'll be posting, like, probably a Google form or something where you guys can, like, type in what you guys want me to film, like, specifically too. I'm trying to keep it more on the side where, like, we can talk about everything and anything. So yeah, give me broad topics, ask me questions. I'll definitely put up a Google form in my bio and you guys can, like, fill that out anytime. I love you guys so much. Have a great week. You know, stay safe. I love you guys. And I'll see y'all probably next week. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Maybe not next week, or maybe, you know, randomly somewhere. I don't know. I love you guys. Bye.